Here to take a look at some of these numbers is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Michael.
Happy cool Friday morning, Todd.
It is a cool Friday morning. Hey, thank you so much for doing Commodity Week yesterday, by the way. It was a really good show. And some of the numbers that we got from Dr. Cordonnier about South America were really good to hear. Of course, him confirming some of what we already know about that country and nation, Brazil, that is, and the amount of soybeans he expects them to put in the ground. So I do appreciate you taking the time yesterday afternoon with me, too.
It was a great panel, and you know, one of the big things that I think all of us shared was the prospects for an improving market as we get into the middle part of the fourth quarter or first of 2016. That's kind of how I took away the program as a whole. It'll be interesting to hear what the clients and subscribers I have say about it as well, and see if they pulled the same thing away about especially the corn market.
That takeaway tells me that you're thinking producers should maybe be very careful at this point about what they do with the grain that's still coming off of their farms. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting some basis tightening over in your part of the world right now, Todd, based upon some clients that I spoke with this morning. And I think this makes sense because what we're seeing in the corn especially, and to a lesser degree the beans, but in the corn especially, we're starting to see a pickup in the basis because the futures market had a bad technical week last week, and the corn market was pretty easy technical sell if you want to really know the truth. In the short term, we did not take out the 200-day moving average, and we didn't get the greatest report from the USDA, and we really opened up the chart downside after we saw the close on Monday of this week. But yeah, I mean, when you boil it all down, I always try to ask myself when looking at commodity prices in the medium-term analysis, three things. Is there demand premium in the market or expectations for improving demand? In the corn, I think you check the no box, and in the beans, you can check the yes box. Is there weather premium in the market? In the corn, I think you can check the no box, and in the beans, you can check the maybe box. Is there an investment demand or an inflation premium in the market? I think in both corn and beans, there is none at this point, that the trade's actually more worried about disinflation and the emerging markets. And so those three questions answer a lot for me when I come in and look at the prices every day, especially given that we're back near the 200-month moving averages in the corn, in the beans, and in the wheat. And keep in mind, a 200-month moving average is essentially a 16.5-year moving average. So there's just not a lot of risk premium in this market in the medium term. I think the producer can be more choosy and be a little bit more difficult, if you will, about letting his crops go, especially corn.
And this would support what would normally be the seasonals. So after we get through the 50% mark on harvest, and we're already there for, well, probably for both at this point, expecting, what, around 60%, I think, for corn by the time we get to Monday.
Yeah.
And we'd begin to move higher in the marketplace, but not sharply higher.
No, I think that's what you want, is a steady demand build market. It's a lot like a freight train where it starts to go pretty slow, but then you get a momentum behind you and it stays strong. And I think corn differs in from beans at this point. Not only is the bean market probably more eager to buy into the demand side, and I think that's why January beans are back testing 905. That's a breakout point earlier this week where the export demand came in and a lot of new sales were reported by USDA just like this morning. So 905 is a big number in January beans. But in corn, here again, I don't think the trade really expects much out of the export market, doesn't expect much out of the feed market at this point. And so we have less competition this year than we've had in two marketing years when it comes to major exporters, production, and ending stocks. They're going to be down double digits compared to where they were last year and the year before in the 13-14 marketing year. So if we get that demand, export demand train running in the corn, I think it becomes a trend or has a real good likelihood of becoming a trend of improving demand.
Okay, so if I'm listening to you right, that means that there's risk premium to be had for the soybeans, and that could be a quick, dirty, and sharp rally and disappear very quickly.
Because of increased competition, exactly.
Right. However, for, and that would be based on a lot of weather too, out of South America, right?
Right, exactly.
However, on the corn side, you see demand building, and that would be a much stronger base for it to move upward from.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a Dale Carnegie principle. What's the worst thing that can happen to me? That was one of his big things when he would write his books is, okay, if you can't sleep at night, ask yourself what's the worst thing that can happen to you? Well, when you're below $4 corn, there's a lot of us in grains that don't sleep at night. And so what's the worst thing that can happen to us? Well, the demand doesn't come through. But guess what? The trade's already factored that into the price, in my view anyway.
Right. Anything else we ought to talk about before I let you go for the
Yeah,
morning?
we've got some hot spots in Syria. It sounds like Turkey shot down a drone. We're not
Yeah,
sure
they
whose
did.
drone it is. And it looks like that sparked the crude oil market, and it's brought the gold off its low. So we'll be watching those outside markets today on the close as well.
We'll keep track of it all day long. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great day.
That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He joins us here on the Mid-Morning Marketing Report.